Well, we are celebrating 26 years of keeping Winton Woods beautiful with our Winton Woods cleanup. Volunteers of all ages are invited to join us in the Forest Park Environmental Awareness Program.
Over the past 25 years, more than 140 tons of litter and debris has been removed by volunteers. What would happen to the parks and streams without the effort?
Oh my goodness. Without the volunteers, we wouldn't be able to remove all of the debris and trash that do build up around the shores of Winton Lake. They do threaten the scenic beauty and the wildlife of Winton Woods. So without the volunteers, we wouldn't be able to help beautify the park.
You're encouraging people to dress properly for this kind of work. What will be supplied? What should people bring?
Well, we will supply gloves and bags. We are asking volunteers to please bring their own work gloves and to come dressed for the work, long pants, long sleeve shirts, things of that nature.
And you're encouraging the whole family to come along. The kids can help out, too.
Absolutely. Volunteers of all ages are invited to come out and join us on Saturday, April 13th from 9 a.m. to noon, and it is rain or shine.
At the end, there's a celebratory cookout. Tell me about that.
We are going to be able to provide all the volunteers after a long day of hard work with a cookout sponsored by Kroger and JTM. We'll also have a raffle by Wild Birds Unlimited.
And this cleanup comes just a week in advance of the Earth Day Project at Miami Whitewater Forest. There's an event on April 20th there.
Yes, we are inviting volunteers ages 12 and up to come out to Miami Whitewater Forest and help us restore forest area and preserve wildlife habitat by planting 10,000 seedlings.
This is a little bit more physical in terms of labor. They're going to plant these seedlings. How should people prepare for that?
They should definitely come dressed for the work. Long pants, long sleeve shirt, bring work gloves, sturdy shoes, and just be ready to dig in the dirt.
10,000 seedlings in 3 hours.
Yes, that is what we're planning on doing. We're capping it off at 100 volunteers. And we ask the volunteers that are interested to register, and we do need a signed waiver. And they can contact our volunteer services here at Hamilton County Park District.
And if people are busy the next Saturday or two, you do have another opportunity coming up at Sharon Woods, and that's a new one.
Absolutely. It's our first annual Sharon Woods cleanup. It's Saturday, May 11th. We are joining with Keep America Beautiful, Great American Cleanup. We're asking volunteers to come out and remove litter, help us paint, mulch, and help with trail renovation.
You can find out how to get more information about the 26th annual Winton Woods Cleanup and the Miami Whitewater Earth Day Reforestation Programs on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Kimberly Winton, thank you.
Thank you.